感谢神
Praise the Lord.
感谢神
Praise the Lord. We'll turn over the following time to our speaker, Alan. All right.
Joe, are you going to be helping me again?
Yes, I'm your interrupter.
Yes, wonderful.
Thank you.
Boy, am I hungry. Aren't you hungry too?
Yeah. Yes, I'm very unhungry.
No, it was such a great amount of food. I want to take a nap. So if I fall asleep, just nudge me, and I'll wake up. Raise your hand if you were here last night.
如果你昨天晚上在这里的话，请举手，请举手。你昨天晚上在这里的话，请举手。
And then raise your hand if you were not here last night.
如果你昨天晚上不在这里，举手，举手。
So I'm going to just give a short review of some of the key concepts before we cover our new material.
我现在跟大家来一个短短的温习。
I said last night that the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 5:20 calls us ambassadors for Jesus Christ.
昨天晚上我说保罗他是在哥林多后书跟我们分享是我们都是基督的使者。
And maybe some of the people who were here last night can tell me or remind all of us what are three essential skills for an ambassador.
请大家如果你昨天晚上在这里的话，跟我们分享一下我们昨天晚上做一个使者的三个主要的是有三个主要的东西。
Was it knowledge?
知识。
Knowledge is one. What else?Yes, wisdom.
有
智慧。
智慧，谢谢。
And the third one.
第三呢
Character. That's right.
这是我们的性格。
So we said that as ambassadors for Jesus Christ, we can think of our role as an ambassador much like a political ambassador sees his or her role to another country.
好像我们就是好像一个现在的现在的
So knowledge is the information that we need to know about Jesus Christ and His message.
我们的知识就是我们要知道耶稣基督是我们的救主。
As well as having knowledge of the people we're speaking to, whether it be a foreign country or another foreign people group, perhaps of a different religion.
另外，我们也要了解我们的对象，他们是什么人，他们是哪里的人。
The wisdom is how to take that knowledge.And then use it effectively and persuasively in language that makes sense to people.
我们要把这个知识很容易的传播到我们的听众耳朵里面那里面去。
And then the character means the manner in which we communicate. We should be warm, friendly, kind, and inviting.
我们的性格是很重要，我们要很温柔，很客气，很对人家很好。
And so specifically, when we're talking about tactics, we're talking about the wisdom part. That's what we're talking about this evening.
我们今天讲的是战术，就是跟我们的聪明，我们的智慧有关系。
And I introduced one tactic last night called the Columbo tactic.
昨天晚上我跟大家分享就是个侦探的技巧。
And this tactic has two applications and two questions associated with each application.
这个技巧有两个问题，有两点。
The first application is to help you find out what a person believes.
我们头一点就是要找到到底这个人相信些什么东西。
And the second application is to help you find out why they believe what they believe.
第二点就是要找到为什么他要相信这种东西。
So someone who was here last night, could you tell me what's the key question that helps you figure out the first part, what a person believes?
我们应该问是什么问题来找到他到底相信是什么东西？我们头一个问题应该是问是什么东西
？Yes, what do you mean by that?
头一个问题就是你是什么意思？你讲这个话是什么意思？
And what is the second kind of question that'll help you figure out why they believe what they believe?
那么第二种问题是怎么样的问题去找出他到底相信什么东西呢？ How did you come to this conclusion?
Yes, how did you come to this conclusion? Yes.
你怎么会有这种结论呢?
Did you finish or are you thinking still?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Did I? Yeah, good. I'm looking at her.
Okay, good.
Where's my tongue?
So those two questions can help you move forward in a conversation even if you don't know very much about what a person believes or why they believe it.
如果你问这个问题的话, 我们就能够很容易地跟对方沟通。
I want to teach two new tactics now that'll help you more in defending when someone is attacking you or critiquing your view.
那么我现在今天跟你分享是两个新的方法, 当人家攻击你的时候, 我们应该怎么样做?
And these two tactics, or three tactics if we have time, are based upon logic, the elements of logic and reasoning.
我今天跟大家分享的是跟逻辑、跟理由都有关系的。
So, we are going to be building off the Colombo tactic, which at its heart is about asking questions.
我们就会用头一个那个侦探的那种技巧来做我们的根基。
So I'm going to do my best to try to explain these tactics because, what I'm saying is going to be translated. So I'm going to try to put it in words that make sense when they're translated. So just bear with me. I'll do my best to do this.
他会慢慢的、简单的等我那个翻译的能够跟着他。
I'm confident that you know and understand the concepts. It's just whether I can communicate them clearly.
我很相信你们都很明白，所以他现在会跟我们大家分享。
So let's take a look at the first one.
我们看头一个。
This is called taking the roof off.
这个就是把它的屋顶拆掉。
And it's based upon a principle of logic that's written there in Latin.
它就是根据这个拉丁文的这个字里面的字义。
The Latin word is reductio ad absurdum. Does anybody know what that means, by the way?
大家有没有人知道这个拉丁文是什么意思?
Think of what English words sound just like those words.
你们想一想英语是什么意思?
Reduction.
就是减持。
To the what? What's the last word?
Absurd.
That's right. Reduction to the absurd.
把他们的意思变得荒谬。荒谬。谢谢。
So this tactic helps you defend against some attacks when their attack is absurd.
这个是帮助你，当人家攻击你，让他的攻击你的东西是很荒谬的。
So what this tactic does, it helps you to understand the logic behind their attack and show that that logic is mistaken.
这个方法就是帮你了解他的逻辑，然后帮你了解他的逻辑是多么的荒谬。
Here are the three steps involved in this tactic and how you use it.
我们有三步来用这种方法。
So when somebody presents a critique of your faith,
当人家批评你我们的信仰的时候,
the first step is to adopt the person's viewpoint just for the sake of argument.
头一步就是我们假装我们同意他的攻击。
In other words, just pretend that you agree with what they're saying, even though it's a critique of your view.
我们就要假装我们很同意他讲的东西。
Here's the second step, and this is the most important step.
第二步,这是很重要的一步。
You ask yourself, if I accept the reasoning and logic of this view, what logically follows? What is the natural consequences of accepting this rationale?
第二步就是如果我同意他的讲法，我们跟着他的逻辑去的话，会把我们带到哪一个结论？
And if their logic leads to some absurd conclusion, then you can also reject the logic that led to that absurd conclusion.
如果他们的逻辑带他们到荒谬的结论的话，你就可以回来说你的 意见是荒谬的。
And then the third step is to then ask a question that graciously exposes how that logic leads to an absurd conclusion.
第三个方法就是问一个很客气的问题，等他明白他的逻辑是多么的荒谬。
Now, in case you're wondering, I don't know if I understand this, let me try to prove that I think all of you already understand this tactic.
我现在想证明你们大家都很明白我讲什么东西。I don't think so.
let me see.
I'm not sure.
Imagine the hypothetical conversation between a father and his daughter.
我们现在当我们一个父亲跟他的女儿在讲话。
And the father is sad that his daughter has started smoking.
那个父亲很不高兴，因为他的女儿开始抽烟。
And he says to his daughter, "Honey, why did you start smoking?"
他在问他，我亲爱的女儿，你为什么开始抽烟？
And his daughter responds by saying, "Well, Daddy, because all my friends were doing it."
那么他的女儿就说，因为我的朋友都抽烟，所以我也抽烟。
What would the father then say in response to his daughter?
那么他那个父亲应该怎么样回答他的女儿呢？
What's that?
Speak up, Chuck. Your last chance.
The father says, "Why are you smoking?" She says, "All my friends were doing it." And then what would he say in response?
你为什么抽烟？哦，我的朋友都在抽烟。那个父亲应该怎么样讲呢
？What's that?
Adopt her viewpoint.
Yes, but what would he say? What? Forget the tactic. Just ask.
他应该怎么样讲
？How would a father say something back to his daughter to show that she's mistaken?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. No.Yeah, okay, just because your friends smoke, you smoke. And so what would be the next question?
因为你的朋友抽烟，你就抽烟。那么下一个问题应该是怎么样问什么东西？
If your friend wants to commit suicide, will you do it?
There you go. So she says, if your friends all decided to commit suicide, would you also do that?
如果你的朋友都决定自杀，你是不是也要跟他们一起去自杀了
？That's exactly right. So my question was a little bit different.
我的问题有点
but close, yeah. So the father says, "Well, if all your friends decided to jump off a cliff, would you do that too?"
如果你的朋友都在跳楼的话，你是不是也要去跳楼了
？Do you see how that question would show his daughter that her thinking is absurd?
这一个问题就会令到他的女儿。想到他想他的说法是多么的荒谬。
Right, so let's go through the steps.
再来一次。
The daughter says, "If my friends are doing it, I will do it."
他的女儿说，我的朋友做，所以我也要做。
So the father says, "Okay, let me accept her reasoning just for a minute."
那父亲说好，我接受你的讲的方东西。
That would mean if her friends jumped off a cliff, she would do it also.
这个意思，那么个逻辑就是，如果你的朋友跳楼的话，他也应该去跳楼。
But that's absurd.
但那个是很荒谬的。
That's right, and so is the logic.That led to that absurdity.
所以他的女儿的逻辑是错的，因为她是荒谬的逻辑。
So, yeah.
The daughter very likely will argue this.
I know.
I don't think my friends will jump the cliff.
No, of course not. of course not. But this is just a hypothetical to illustrate the logic.
他是用这个例子来把你们知道他的观点。
Now Jesus himself used this very tactic.
耶稣他也用这种方法。
In this passage, Matthew 12, the Pharisees are accusing Jesus of exercising a demon by the power of Satan.
在这一段经文里面，那个法利赛人控告耶稣说，耶稣赶鬼，他是用鬼王来赶鬼。
And so the passage reads here, when the Pharisees heard it, They said, sorry.
Go ahead.
Let me just read, yeah. So when the Pharisees heard that Jesus was casting out these demons, they said, this man casts out demons only by Beelzebub, the ruler of demons. And knowing their thoughts, he said to them, any kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and any city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand?
他说，如果我用鬼魂来赶鬼的话，一个好像一个家庭里面就会分裂，一个国家也会分裂，这个是荒谬的。
So Jesus is accepting the Pharisees' logic just for the moment to see if it makes any sense.
所以耶稣也是一样，他一开始是说，如果我同意这个法利赛人讲的话。
And the Pharisees' logic is, the only way that this man, Jesus, can cast out a demon is if he is the ruler of all the demons.
如果这个人耶稣能够赶鬼的话，他一定是鬼皇。
So Jesus says, let's see what logically follows. What does that lead to?
耶稣就讲，我们看看逻辑把我们带到哪里去。
And Jesus says, well, if I'm Satan and I'm casting out other demons, then the kingdom of evil is divided against itself.
如果我是鬼皇，我把鬼赶出去，那么我这个国家就会分裂。
And if the kingdom of Satan is divided, then it shall fall. It won't be able to stand and be successful.
如果魔鬼的王国分裂的话，他都没办法生存下去。
But Jesus says, obviously, the king Satan is alive and demons are working.
你看。 那个魔鬼他们是活的，他们都很活动。
And so for this reason, that logic makes no sense.
因为这个魔鬼他们都很活跃，所以你的逻辑是不对的。
So therefore, if the logic leads to this absurdity, therefore their rationale is also absurd.
如果他们的逻辑带他们到这个荒谬的结论，那么他们的
Jesus came to our website and learned this tactic. I'm kidding, of course. It was Peter, not Jesus. Now, so let's take then a look at some common things that people say when I'm on college campuses or around the country and people who are critiquing the Christian faith say.
你看 当我在大学跟在美国很多地方很多人攻击我的时候，你看他们讲些什么东西。
One of the common statements is this statement that all religions are equally true and valid.
有一个他们常常人都讲，所有的宗教都是一样的。
I mentioned my Hindu friend last night who had said expressed a similar sentiment.
昨天晚上我跟大家分享我的印度朋友，印度教朋友，他也是讲的这一句话。
And so what I do in response to this is I ask myself, what is the logic of this position?
那么我就跟他分享他的逻辑在哪里。
And does it lead to something that is absurd?
他的逻辑是会不会把他带到一个荒谬的地方。
So then I ask myself, if all religions are equally true, that means in Christianity, Jesus is God, but in Judaism, he's not God, and in Islam, he's a prophet.
如果所有的宗教都是对的话，那么在基督教里面，耶稣是神；在那个伊斯兰教里面，他是一个先知。 And in Hinduism,
Islam, he's a prophet.
Right, and then what's
Judaism? He's not God. He's just a person.
在那个犹太教，他只是一个教师。
But he can't be God himself and be just a prophet and be just a man.
但是耶稣没有可能是神，又是一个先知，又是一个普通人。
Or some religions teach that there are many gods. Some religions teach that there's only one God.
另外有很多宗教，他们所有很多的神，有些宗教只有一个神。
That means but that can't be the case. There either is only one God, or there's many gods, or there's no God. But they can't all be true.
我们没有可能是有很多神，我是只有一个神，我是没有神，不能同时够，都是对的。
Some religions say when you die, you're annihilated.
有些宗教说你死了之后你就没有了。
Some religions say you're reincarnated.
有些宗教说你会转轮。
And some religions say you go to heaven or hell.
有些宗教说你要你可能去天堂，你可以去地狱。
But when you actually die, only one thing will happen. One of those three.
但是当我们死的时候，我们知道只有一个可能性，不能都有可能。
It can't be the case that when you die, you go to heaven or hell and get reincarnated and get annihilated.
所以我们当我们离开这个世界的话，我们会到天堂，又到地狱，又转轮，又变得没有了。
That is an absurdity.
那是荒谬的。
And so therefore, the rationale or logic behind the statement is also absurd.
所以这个这一句话的逻辑是完全荒谬的。
Are you getting this?
大家你们明不明白？
Okay, let me give you another example. This one,
我给你另外一个例子。
Pardon the graphic nature of this particular statement.
这句话有一点Anyway,
yeah.
Let's look at it.
As you know, homosexuality is becoming more and more accepted in our country.
我们大家就知道这个同性恋是在这个在我们的社会里面越来越普通了。
And many people tell me that the reason why, one of the reasons why it should be accepted is because gay sex is observed in animals.
他们有些人说，我们应该接受同性恋，因为同性恋在动物里面也有。
And if it's observed in animals, therefore it must be natural and normal.
如果动物就是这样做的话，应该这个是这个是自然的，也是应该正常的。
Now let's take the roof off of this particular argument.
我们现在就把这个这一句话的屋顶拆了。
I would ask in my mind, what is the logic behind this statement?
我会问这句话的逻辑在哪里？
And the logic is, if animals do it, then it's natural and normal for humans.
他这句话的逻辑就是，如果动物做的话，那么我们人也是自然的应该去做。
So let's see what logical, what does that logically lead to?
我们看这个逻辑会带我们到什么样的结论。
Does that logic lead to something absurd?
这个逻辑会不会把我们带到一个荒谬的地方？
Can someone give me an example of something that is absurd based on that logic?
大家有没有人可以给我一个为什么这一句话是很不合逻辑的？
Yes.Okay, very good. Some lizards eat other lizards, meaning some animals are cannibalistic.
他们说有些四脚蛇是吃其他的四脚蛇，就是有些动物他们是吃自己的同胞的。
If so, that would mean that cannibalism amongst humans is also natural and normal.
如果我们接受这一点的话，就是表示我们人也应该去吃另外一个人。
But that's absurd.
但这个是很荒谬的。
So is the rationale that led to this absurdity.
所以他们的原理是完全会带我们到这个荒谬的地方。
And you could give many examples of behaviors of animals that are immoral for humans, like some animals eat their young.
我们好像好像有些动物他们会吃自己的小孩子，甚至吃自己的老公，所以那个是很不对的。Like black widow, black widow, black widow, black widow. I was using the example of a black widow eating their husband.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's
Sorry.
Right. No, that's a good example. Yeah. Way to take the roof off.
I know, my wife may think about it.
do we have counselors who could help us?
Elder Eugene.
Yeah, Eugene, you provide counseling for us?
Yes, Elder Eugene.
So there are many statements that over the years I hear people who do not share my Christian convictions say to me that all would be guilty of being able to be reduced to the absurd.
在我过去，很多人用很多的东西来攻击我，但是每一次我都有方法把他们看到他们的逻辑是多么的荒谬的。
I mean, we're not going to go through all of these. I'll just pick out a couple of them.
我就跟你分享一两项。
Perhaps one of the most common beliefs and philosophies in American culture that has also affected the church is relativism.
有一个东西what is relativism in Chinese? 相对同。就是好像相对论，但我们教会里面有些人也很接受这一个理论。
This is the idea that what's right and wrong for me might be different than what's right and wrong for you. So therefore, no one can be correct about what's right and wrong.
这个就是在我身上是对的话，不一定在你身上也是对，所以没有绝对的对。
And so if we as Christians might identify a behavior as immoral and say something, people will say something back to us.
当我们是基督徒，我们觉得这种行为是不圣洁的，人家可能就会很反对我们的讲的话。
They'll say morals are relative. What's right and wrong is up to each person. So don't tell me what's right or wrong.
不要告诉我什么是对，什么是不对，因为什么东西都是相对的。
Now, again, you can take the roof off of this statement.
但是我们可以把它的屋顶拆掉。
If what's right and wrong is up to each person, then we can ask, let's accept that and see what logically follows.
如果我们接受他讲的话，就是没有绝对的对的话，我们看我们有什么样的结论。
So it would be possible for me to look to Joe and say, Joe, well, you know what, I think it's okay if I punch you in the face.
You think so, huh?
Yeah. I can tell he's a boxer. And that would be right for me, but maybe wrong for him, but who's to say who's right or wrong?
可能在我的看法是对的，在另外那个人看法是不对的，但是那个没有问题。
But that's absurd.
但是这个是荒谬的,
Of course it's absurd, because the rationale is also absurd.
当然这个是荒谬的，因为它的理由是荒谬的。
One time I was watching a debate.
有一次我看到人家辩论。
There was a pastor who was debating a women's rights activist on the topic of abortion.
这个牧师跟这个妇解运动的人他们在讨论这个堕胎的问题。
When the pastor said that he thought abortion was wrong, his opponent, the lady, said, "Well, what's right and wrong is up to each person. You don't get to decide."
当那个牧师说，我觉得堕胎是不对的。那个他的另外那个妇解分子，他就说。这个是随便我们任何人来决定什么是对，什么是不对。
So, of course, the pastor could say something to take the roof off, but instead he did something.
这个牧师他就这样做了。
He stepped down off the podium and walked over to where she was standing.
这个牧师就从他讲话的地方下来，跑到那个妇解分子的讲话的地方。
He picked up her purse and started going through her purse.
他把他的钱包拿起来，就开始在他钱包里面把东西拿出来。
And she said, "What are you doing? You can't go through my purse."
那个女人就说，你做什么东西？你不能够把我，不能够把你手放在我的钱包里面去。
He said, "Well, that might be your morality, but it's not my morality."
他说，你觉得不对，但是我觉得这个很对。
And that was a very clever way of showing that.This person, this woman's rights activist, was expressing moral relativism, but that's absurd.
他就用这个方法来表达这个女人讲的是很荒谬的。
For those of you who are younger, if you're in college, the way I handle this,
如果你们是在大学的话，我会用这种方法来对付。
When a young student tells me, no one can decide what's right and wrong; it's up to each person.
当一个年轻人跟我讲，没有人能够跟我讲什么是对，什么不是不对的。
I just walk up to one of them And I grab, she takes it away. I grab their iPod and just walk away with it.
我就会跑到他面前把他的 iPod 拿走。
What are they going to say? Hey, stealing is wrong?
他应该怎么讲？偷人东西是错吗？
It might be wrong for you, but it's not wrong for me.
可能对你来讲是不对，但是对我来讲是对的。
See, it makes no sense to say and express this idea of moral relativism.
当我们用这种相对的言论来讲是荒谬的。
People can say it, but they can't live consistently with that principle.
他们可以这样讲，但是他们不会这样去做。
Because it leads to an absurdity.
因为他会，这会带他们到荒谬的地方。
What time do we go till?
Tomorrow. No,
Oh, okay, we'll do all of them. Do we end at 9? 9 o'clock, okay.
9点钟。Not a minute pass. Okay?
Not a minute. No, no. I just want to know. Another one we hear often is the I can't believe the Bible if it is written by men.
我没有办法相信那个圣经，如果它是人手写的。
So again, what is the rationale here?
那么他们的理由在哪里呢？
If human beings were involved in the writing, therefore, this is not something that is believable.
如果是人手写的东西，我怎么能够去相信呢？
Now, of course, I know we believe as Christians that it was inspired by God.
当然，我们是相信圣经是神所默示的。
But can you think of an example of something else that may be written by men that perhaps we regularly believe?
我们会想到有时候有些人写的东西我们是常常会很相信他们写的东西。
What's that? Oh, good example. The Constitution of the United States.
好像美国的宪章。
Yeah, so if simply being written by men disqualifies it from being believed, then we should disregard the Constitution, perhaps even the dictionary, perhaps the DMV manual. You can just go on.
如果我们不能够相信任何人手写的东西，那么我们就不能够相信法律，不能够相信字典，不能够相信所有的人写的。
But that would be absurd. That's right, because the logic that leads to that is also absurd.
因为这样就变得荒谬，因为它的逻辑是荒谬的。
It doesn't prove the Bible is by God.But it removes this objection and demonstrates it to be logically unsound.
我们并不是要，现在我们并没有证明圣经一定是神所写，但是我们证明人手写的，我们也可以去相信。
Before we move on to the next tactic, is there any questions I can answer that will help clarify this particular one?
如果你们有什么问题，先举手。
Yes.Yeah, I cannot believe that the Bible is written by God. You could, but then the response would not be to take the roof off, because that would not be a logical fallacy. That would just be a request for evidence.
如果他说我不能相信圣经是神所写的，那么我们要用另外一种方法来证明。
Yes. The first example? Okay, so...I was born with a natural tendency to be gay.
他说有个人说我是生出来就是同性恋的了。
Many homosexuals will tell me that because they feel like they were born this way, therefore what they're doing is moral.
他们觉得我们生出来就是这样，所以我们做的就是对的。
So the rationale I first accept is okay. If you're born with a tendency to do something, therefore it's moral.
所以我就说好，我就接受你的讲法。因为我生出来就是这样，那么我的做的方法就是对的。
So let's follow that to its logical conclusion.
我们就跟着这个逻辑一路一路推想下去。
What other possible tendencies could someone be born with that we might say, oh, well, I feel normal to do such a thing that are not considered to be moral.
我们有没有想到有很多东西我们一生出来就想做的，但是那个是不对的，我不应该去做的。
Can anyone think of something?
你们想的有什么东西？
Do people have other natural tendencies they feel that are normal and natural for them?
有很多人他我们生出来我们就有很多东西我们想做的。 你们有没有想到什么事？
Okay, yeah, some have a very angry disposition, a murderous attitude.
有些人生出来就是很想把人打死。
That obviously can't be moral just because you feel like you are born with a natural tendency.
我们就不能说你生出来就是这样，所以你应该你做的就是对的。
I can tell you my children are born with a natural tendency to lie when they get into trouble.
好像我的小孩子，他们常常会说谎。
But if that would make it moral simply because they're born with this natural tendency, then this is absurd.
但是我们就知道，我们一个去不停的说谎，那是不对的。如果我们同意他们的讲法的话，就变得荒谬。Does
this reduction make sense? And by the way, let me add a comment here.
我还有一句话要讲。
Many Christians will understand that this statement is illogical.
我们很多
illogical, not logical.
很多基督徒会知道这一句话是不合逻辑的。
And they might say something, as an example, they might say, well, pedophilia might be natural for me, which is attempting to have sex with minors.
他们有些人会这样讲。 乱童是我有这种倾向，我喜欢这样做。
Now that example does technically take the roof off the right way.
这种讲法是好像能够把它的屋顶拆掉。
But the problem with using that particular example is that it's very harsh and crass. It feels well. Did you understand harsh or crass?
Yes, I do, but I don't know how to say in Chinese.
In other words, it might accidentally communicate that you're saying homosexuals are just like pedophiles.
这个有可能就是会等那个同性恋的觉得他就是一个乱捅的人。
And many homosexuals get very upset when you make that comparison, even though you're not saying that homosexuals are pedophiles.
有些人会觉得很不高兴，因为你把他跟那个卵虫的人放在一起。
And this is where being a good ambassador for Jesus Christ, this is where the character part comes into play.
所以做一个好的使者的话，我们不要这样做。
Because we want to try to use examples that don't sound offensive and rude and harsh.
我们不要用例子是令得人家不高兴的。
So instead of using an example like pedophilia or something really like gross like this, I try to use more benign examples.
我不会用这种例子，因为这种例子是很令得人很难过。我会用一种普通比较温柔一点的例子。
And that's why I use the example of, well, if my children have a natural tendency to lie when they're in trouble, that's much less kind of gross than saying pedophilia, which might make them think that's what you think they are.
所以我会用这个小孩子说谎的这个例子，不会用这个卵虫这个例子。
Any other questions
before
we move on to the other tactic?
还有什么问题？
Yes.
Sometimes I feel like you give a good, you know, kind of a thing, example, like the line, but the other party may not kind of accept or, you know, don't want to be defeated. So
yes.
They might argue back. So
they might what?
Argue back.
Argue back.
Oh, argue back. Okay.
Yeah. 他说有些人可能他不同意，他不喜欢，因为你把他失败了，他会跟你辩论下去。
And so you're asking then what should we do?
Yeah. 我们应该怎么样讲？
So yes, many times you might provide a response that makes logical sense, but they still may not understand it.
虽然我们可能很合乎逻辑，但是有些人他们不会接受我们的
And in that case, there's another tactic that I use a lot, which I wasn't planning on teaching. It's called narrating the debate.
narrating the
debate. Narrating, like a narrator telling a story.
我会用另外一种方法，就是好像讲故事这样。
And I do this very often, and this is what it entails.
我会常常这样做，是这样的。
If I'm finding out that they're not understanding what I'm saying, I stop the conversation.
如果我发觉他不明白我讲什么，我讲是讲什么的话，我会停止我们的讲话。
And then I give a third person perspective of the conversation, like a bird's eye view of them and me talking.
我会用一个好像从另外一个角度，等他们看到这两个人在讲话。
And so I try to explain and say, look, you said, you know, this statement, and I responded by saying something else, and the reason why I said that is because, and you explain the rationale.
那么我就会从一个第三者的角度来把这我们两个人讲话的一点一点的带出来。
So by sometimes offering this kind of, you're backing up and showing them kind of what happened in the conversation, it allows them to have a better grasp of what's transpired and what is appropriate for them to say.
那么如果用这种方法，第三者的观察的方法的话，他可能会更，那会容易明白一点。
So if they didn't understand when you kind of responded, because maybe what you said was very clever, but they didn't get it, you have a chance to explain it from a third person perspective.
可能他们不会明白你聪明的辩论，但是如果你用第三者的方法了，他可能会明白多一点。
This also is helpful when sometimes you're talking to somebody and they raise a challenge, you answer it, they raise another challenge, you try to answer that, they raise another challenge, and they keep jumping topics.
有时候有些人他们喜欢把他的问题跳来跳去的。
And so I stop the conversation and narrate and say, hold on a second, you raised a challenge, I answered it. Before we go on to something else, let's finish this conversation before we move on. And they'll say, oh, okay, yeah, you're right.
我就会停止我们的讲话，我就说等一等，我们，你刚刚问我一个问题，我回答了你，你不要又跳到另外一个问题上面，我们把这个问题先解决了。
So this is how I handle many instances where I feel like they're not understanding or they're doing something that seems unfair in the conversation, like skipping topics or jumping from subject to subject.
有时候我会觉得如果对方不明白的话，我会停止。另外有些人他们喜欢从一个问题跳到另外一个问题，又跳到另外一个问题，对我来讲是不很公平的。
Does that make sense or help a little bit?
大家明不明白？
Okay. Let's go to the next tactic then.
我们看下一个战术是什么。
This is called the suicide tactic.
这个战术叫做自杀。
And this tactic is about the fact that some people's views or statements are self-refuting.
有时候我们会发觉那个人讲话，他的讲话是矛盾的。
That means a statement that somebody might make actually attacks its own foundation and makes it fall on top of itself.
有时候我们会发觉他讲的话原来是自相矛盾，攻击自己。
Let me give you a couple of examples of some statements that are obviously self-refuting.
我想跟大家分享几个很矛盾的讲话。
If I was to say to you in English, I cannot speak a word in English.
如果我用中文讲，我一句中文都不会讲。
Do you see how as soon as I say it, I've contradicted myself?
我一讲了这句话的，你就知道我在矛盾，因为我是用中文来讲。
I'm saying I don't know one word in English, but yet I'm saying it in English, which proves I do know a word in English.
我如果说我不会讲中文，但是我用中文跟你讲，这个意思就是表示我是会讲中文。
Or take another example.
另外一个例子。
I never, never repeat a word.
我永远永远不会重复一个字。
Again, this is a self-contradictory statement.
这个是矛盾的一句话。
Because I'm saying two things.
因为我讲两样东西。
I'm saying I never repeat a word.
我说我从来不会重复一个字。
And I am repeating a word.
但是我现在再重
复、so、
一个字。
So those two statements are in contradiction.
所以这两句话是互相矛盾的。
Or I could say this: there are no sentences longer than four words.
我会讲，没有一句句子长过四个字。
So again, another statement that is commit suicide all on its own.
这种讲话就是互相矛盾，好像自己自杀一样。
Now, there are many arguments and statements that do this, even when talking about religious matters.
另外在当我们谈论宗教的时候，有很多这种言论是互相矛盾的。
And they are equivalent to a person who's standing on, sitting on a branch and sawing off the branch he's sitting on.
好像有个人坐在一个树枝，但是他在把自己坐的树枝在锯掉。
This sort of captures the very nature of what's happening when somebody says a statement that commits suicide.
这就是好像和人家讲话，但是他的话是互相矛盾，好像自杀一样。
And these self-refuting statements are instantly false.
另外，这种矛盾的话是当然是错的，很错的。
As soon as somebody makes a statement that commits suicide, it's immediately false all by itself.
如果他讲一个互相矛盾的话的话，他讲的东西就是荒谬的。
So let me give you a couple of other examples that are a little bit more complicated, and as we kind of build up.
我给你另外两个比较复杂的例子。
Here's another statement that commits suicide.
这是另外一个是自杀的言语。
My brother is an only child.
我的弟弟是一个独生子。
This is a contradictory statement.
这个是矛盾的一句子。
By saying my brother, that means there's two of us. But by saying he's an only child, that means there's only one.
但如果我说我的兄弟是一个独生子的话。这个表示我们有两个，但是我说他是一个独生子。
Or if I was to speak out loud and say this, ask me about my vow of silence.
请你问我我vow of silence 我的 anyway
vow of silence
问跟我分享 我是一个不讲话的人。
Or here's another example. Sometimes you get a bill in the mail from, say, the electric company or the telephone company.
有时候我们在信里面收到一个电灯公司给我们的账单。
And on the front of the bill, you see all of the charges written down there.
在那个账单的前面，你看到他所有我们要付的钱。
And you turn over the bill onto the other side, and you see this page intentionally left blank.
那么你转到另外一页，上面会写，我们特意把这一页留空的。
But it's not blank. When they wrote that, it's not blank anymore.
当他们写的字在那张纸上，那张纸就不是空白的了。
This is also self-refuting.
这个就是
I mean, it's okay.
互相矛盾的。
Or I used to believe in reincarnation, but that was in my former life.
他说，我是相信转轮的，但是这个是我，以我的前一个生命，上辈子。
Sometimes people do things also that are self-refuting.
有时候我们做事是互相矛盾的。
We were on a university campus many years ago. Protesting abortion.
我们有一次在这个大学里面，我们抗议这个堕胎。
And some protesters were protesting us.
有些人他们在哪里反对我们，因为我们反对堕胎。
And they brought out a sign that said this.
他们就拿一个一个表是这样的。
It had poop. Protesters opposed to on-campus protests.
他就说，我们是反对在学校里面示威的。
So they're against people who are protesting on a college campus.
他们是反对人在校园里面示威。
But they are protesting on a college campus.
但是他们也在反，他们也在示威。
So this is why, again, their actions are self-refuting.
所以。 他们做的事就是互相矛盾的。
So the suicide tactic, I mean, obviously you're recognizing it. You already understand how it works.
我们都知道这个互相矛盾这种自杀的方法。
You just have to add one component.
我们就要加一点。
And that is, well, there's three steps. The third component is the part that you I need to add.
有三步，第三步是我们要加进去的。
So the first step is you just try to understand what they're saying.
头一点就是我们要去明白他们到底讲些什么东西。
The second part is to think, does somehow that statement or that view contradict itself?
我们第二点就是要了解他讲的是矛盾的。
And if so, ask a question that graciously exposes that it's a self-contradictory statement.
那么第三点是很客气地问他一个问题，等他知道他是矛盾。
My cousin, who is an atheist,
我的表弟他问一个问题。
Used to tell me many times, there is no truth.
他常常会告诉我，这个世界上没有真理。
Now this sounds very philosophically intelligent and sophisticated.
这个好像很聪明，很聪明的话。
But it's self-refuting.
但是这一句话是不对的，是矛盾的。
Because all I have to do is ask him, is that statement true?
我就要问他，你觉不觉得你讲的是真理呢？
If he says, yes, it's true, then there is something that's true.
如果他说我讲的是真理，那么世界上是有真理啊。
If he says, no, it's not true, then I can just ignore him.
如果他说世界上没有真理的话，那么你讲的也不是真理。
Whether it's yes or no, either way, it doesn't matter, is what he said. It's self-contradictory.
他学是还是不是都是不对的。
Or here's another very, very common statement.
这是有些人常常这样讲。
People, when you're talking about what's right and wrong, they'll tell you, well, Alan, you shouldn't judge other people.
我们常常学什么是对什么不对的话，人家就会问，告诉我，你不要去判断别人。
So if anyone ever says this, just ask a very simple question.
如果人家是这样讲的话，问他一句很简单的话。
Ask why not?
为什么呢？为什么我不要这样做呢？
And what answer they give is going to be an example of them judging you.
无论他讲什么东西，他就在判断我了。
I ask why shouldn't I judge, and they tell me because it's wrong to judge.
我又告诉又我说为什么我不要去判断人，他说因为判断人是错的。
So by saying I'm wrong to judge other people, they are also making a judgment about me.
如果他们说我是错的话，表示他也判断了我。
It's a self-refuting statement.
是一个互相矛盾的。
It's an expression. I'm sorry. It's an expression of relativism.
就是相对的一句话。
Which we talked about earlier, but with morals. Morals, whatever is right and wrong is up to you.
Yeah, 就是我们早一点。早几分钟前讲的相对论。
So there are a number of examples of things over the years that I've collected. Here's just a sample of statements that are self-contradictory that commit suicide.
所以我就跟大家分享我过去听到很多这一种矛盾的说话。
So the first one, you shouldn't force your morality on others.
你不应该把你的信仰加在人家的身上。
Again, I can ask a simple question. Why not?
我会问为什么呢？
And they're going to say something like, well, because it's wrong to force your morals on other people.
因为你把你的信仰强加在人家身上是错的。
And I can simply ask them, is that what your morality is?
我就会问他，是你相信的真理呢？
And they'll say, yes. And I'll say, then why are you forcing it on me?
如果他说是的话，我就会问你为什么把你相信的东西加在我身上。
Do you see everything that they're saying I shouldn't do, they're doing themselves.
如果他说我不应该这样做，但是他们也是在这样做。
And you notice this is also, that statement is also an expression of relativism.
另外这句话也是一个相对的说话。
And I bring it up again because relativism is rampant all over the country. And many people, even in the church, think that it's true.
这个相对的讲话，就算有些教会也是很相信的。
And yet, relativism is a self-refuting statement, idea. Sorry.
但是相对的话是一个互相矛盾的想法。
Which means it has no chance of being true.
意思就是这个没有可能是一种真理。
Let's try the next statement.
我们看下一句。
You can only know what is proven by science.
你只能够用科学来证明一件事。
Now, can anybody tell me why this is a self-refuting statement?
你有没有人知道为什么这一句话是错的，是矛盾的呢？
I'm sorry? That's right. Is that statement... Can you prove that statement by scientific experiments?
我们就会问他，你有没有方法用科学来证明你讲的这句话呢？
Can you take that statement and put it in a Bunsen burner, or put it in a beaker and shake it, or put chemicals on it?
你可不可以把这句学话加一点化学的东西在上面烧一烧？
No, you can't. It is a philosophical statement.
因为这一句话是一种philosophical 哲学的想法。
And so since that statement cannot itself be proven by science,
因为这一句话我们没有办法用科学来证明，
according to its own demands, it can't meet them.
所以，
it can't meet its own demands.
所以它没有办法是真的，因为我们没有办法用科学来证明这一句话。
Many years ago, when I was in physical therapy school, I was going to go on a missions trip, just like, you know, today we're celebrating these missionaries around the country. I was going on a missions trip to Kazakhstan. And I was raising support money to go to Kazakhstan from some of my students at Cal State University.
那么我那时候是跟我的朋友学生筹款。
And besides helping the orphanage there, we were going to share the gospel as well.
我们在哪里帮助他们的孤儿院，我们也想把圣经传给他们。
And some of my classmates told me, Alan, it's wrong to try to change other people's religious beliefs.
他说，理论就是说了，哎，你不应该强迫他人相信你的宗教。
So how is this self-refuting?
为什么这个是一个矛盾的说话呢？
What were they trying to stop me from doing?
他们想阻止我做是什么事呢？
That's right, they were trying to stop me from practicing my religious beliefs.
因为他们想阻止我的信仰。
So they were trying to change my religious beliefs.
所以他们想改变我的信仰。
But that's the thing they're telling me not to do when I go to Kazakhstan.
他们就是告诉我们不要到 Kazakhstan 去改变别人的信仰。
So again, it's self-contradictory. They do the very thing they say I shouldn't be doing.
这个就是一点矛盾，因为他们想阻止我。要做，他们在阻止我所不应该做的事。
So all of these statements are just as ridiculous as if somebody came up here and said, "My brother is an only child."
这个字是很无聊的说话，因为好像说我的兄弟就是独生子。
They are immediately false, and if in a debate some opponent was to say that view is self-refuting. This is a devastating critique of their view.
如果在一个辩论你提出他们讲的话是矛盾的话，他们就没有办法辩论下去。
So before we move on to the final tactic, are there any questions about the suicide tactic?
大家有没有什么问题？
Okay, we'll do one more. Is sticks and stones on your notes?
那个石头跟
yes? Okay.
棍跟石头。
We'll just do this last one. It's an easy one and a very helpful one.
这是最后一个，也是很有帮助的。
This tactic helps you when someone engages in what's called an ad hominem attack.
这个就是当人家做一个人身攻击的时候。
That's another Latin word. Does anybody know what ad hominem means?
大家知不知道这个拉丁文是什么意思？
What does hominem look
Hominins
like?
是什么?
What English word does that look resemble like?
Resemble like Homo sapien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hominin means man, ad means to. So it means to the man or attacking the man.
这个就是就是攻击一个人人身的攻击。
So this particular tactic, what it's about is when somebody attacks you, you or your character instead of your argument.
当这个就是人家不是攻击你讲的话，但是他来攻击你跟你的你的你性格个性。
So if somebody, if you're talking to somebody,
and
if you're talking to somebody about your Christian views and you're sharing with them something, and instead of responding to why they think you're mistaken, they call you a name or they attack your character or they attack you personally.
当你跟人家分享你的基督教信仰的话，他们不是跟你辩论，他只是攻击你攻击你的人格。
Now, when I was in elementary school,
我在小学的时候,
it's probably, you can imagine that many kids would make fun of me, as all kids make fun of other kids.
你知道, 我在小学的时候, 很多小孩子, 他们笑我, 因为小孩子很希望, 笑大家, 你笑我, 我笑你。
They would call me names like dweeb, dork, loser.
他们会叫我很多不好听的名字, 好像小鬼, anyway.
And so you might be wondering, Alan, do people still, now that you're an adult, call you names?
那么人家会讲，我现在大了，人家还是不是会这样叫我了，骂我了？
And the answer is yes. They just use more sophisticated words to hide the fact that they're calling me a name.
当然他们会骂我，但是他们用很多那个很高级的言语来骂我。
So let me diagram what the mistake is here in the ad hominem argument, ad hominem fallacy.
那么我现在想跟大家分享这一点。
So normally, they are supposed to attack your argument, your views, your rationale.
通常他们应该攻击我们的分享，我们讲的话。
But instead of doing that, what ends up happening is they attack you or your character.
但是他们不这样做，他们就攻击你的性格。
That is not a legitimate, a fair thing to do.
那个是一个很不公平的事。
And in formal debates, if one of the people says, "You've just committed an ad hominem attack," that's very embarrassing for the other person.
当我们跟他们，我们当我们告诉他你在攻击我，对他来讲是一个很很间接的事。
Because when you're adults, you should not be calling each other names. You should be trying to engage in a civilized discussion.
我们是成人，我们不应该，我们应该很客气的辩论，不是要攻击，人身攻击。
But sometimes when another person starts to realize that they are losing the argument or losing the conversation,
当对方知道他辩论在输的话。
They give up on rationality and then they start calling you names.
他们就他们放弃了他们的他们就会
unlogical.
他们就会放弃他们的逻辑来做人身攻击。
And so, for example, Albert Hubbard, a famous philosopher, says, "If you can't answer a man's argument, all is not lost. You can still call him vile names."
这就是一个人说，如果你没有办法跟他辩论的话，用不好的名词来称呼他。
Now he's joking because he's just saying that's what happens when you start to lose. All of a sudden you say, you just call them a bad name.
当有人是这样的，当他们辩论输了话，他们就用不好的字来骂你。
So the way this tactic works.Is it helps to expose and show the other person that all they're doing is calling you a name, and that's not a legitimate way to talk.
我们这个方法就是让对方知道他们在骂人。
So here's how the tactic works. When someone calls you a name, just simply use the Columbo tactic, the first question, the first application of the Columbo tactic.
当人家骂你的话，我们用那个侦探的方法去问他一个问题。
And what was the first kind of question that Columbo would ask?
那个侦探他头一个问题问什么呢？
What do you mean by that?
你是什么意思？
Yeah. So when someone calls you name, you just ask, what do you mean by that? Meaning, what, define for me that word you just called me.
如果人家用一个字来骂你的话，你会头一你就问他，你这个字你是什么意思？
When they give their definition of that word they just called you, one of three things will be true about that definition.
如果他们告诉你他们刚刚用那个字是什么意思的时候，有三个可能性。
Either that definition won't apply to you.
头一点就是他们讲的那句话，那一个用那个字是对你跟你没有关的。
If it does apply to you, probably it also applies to them in some way.
如果那个字对我有关的话，很有可能这个字也跟他有关。
Or the third is it doesn't matter that it applies to you.
第三点就是那个字对我其实没有什么用没有什么意思。
So let's go through a couple of name-calling scenarios that people have called me when I've been speaking, and I'll show you how asking what do you mean by that or asking for a definition helps you.
那么我就跟大家分享我的经验。
Because when they give a definition, it exposes the silliness of calling you a name.
那么因为我们就用这个方法，等对方知道他是多么的无知。
It's very popular in American culture to call Christians intolerant.
我们常常会说那个基督徒是 intolerant， 不很包含，对不很包容，不很包容。
Now that sounds like they're saying something good or like they're making an argument, but it's not. It's just simply calling you a name.
好像这个他在辩论，其实不是，他是在骂你。
And so I just simply asked him, could you define for me intolerant?
我就会问他，你可不可以，你这个，你可不可以跟我解释这个字是什么意思？
Now, with this definition, I get either a definition that doesn't apply to me, or I get a definition that also applies to them.
如果他们解释这个字的话，那么我们就会知道，这个字又是，第一点可能是跟我没有关系，第二点是可能也是跟他有关系的。
Now they might give a proper dictionary definition.
他可能用在字用一个字典上的解释给你。
And they'll say, "Well, you're not being very tolerant of other people's beliefs, meaning you're not willing to be civil with them." You know.
可能他们会解释你不能够接受别人的意见。
And so, of course, that's not true because as Christians, we are actually very tolerant people. Even though we disagree with a lot of things in our culture, we might still be respectful of the people.
但是作为一个基督徒，其实我们常常是很对别的信仰也很尊敬的。
If you have friends that are Hindu or Buddhist or Muslim or something else, but you still respect them as people, then you are being tolerant.
如果你有朋友是佛教、回教还是别的宗教，我们仍然很尊敬他们的话，这表示我们是很包容。
Notice the true definition of tolerance means you have to first disagree with somebody before it makes any sense to tolerate them.
我们如果是包容的话，表示第一，我们不很同意这个人的说的话，但是我们要先有不同意的事情发生。
So sometimes they've given that definition, and I say, well, that's not true. I disagree with you, but I respect you quite well. So it doesn't apply there.
所以一个我就讲，虽然我不同意你的讲法，但是我很棒，我接受你，所以这个字对我没有关系。
But more often, this is the definition they give me.
有很多时候他们会这样讲。
They'll say, well, by intolerant, I mean you think you're right, and people who differ from you are wrong.
有他就会讲，你觉得你是对的，人家不同意你的话，你觉得他们是不对的。
But based on that definition, they would also be intolerant.
如果我们用这个解释的话，他们也是不很包容。
Because they also think they're right, and since I differ from them and am wrong, that's the definition they gave me of intolerance.
因为很明显，他们觉得他是对的，所以他们觉得我是不对的，他们对我不包容。
Let's take a look at another example.
我们看看另外一个例子。
You're just homophobic. I speak on homosexuality a lot. And so people often will call me homophobic.
我常常讲关于这个同性恋，所以很多人就是说你是一个恨同性恋的人。
And so,
恨 no? Yeah.
Very, very common word that people like to call me. And again, it's just name calling. It's not an argument.
这个是一个人家常常用这个字来骂我。
And so I just ask him, could you define for me homophobic, please?
请你解释 homo 这个字是什么意思。
And again, this is just Columbo tactic.
这个就是那个侦探的技巧。
Now they might say, well, you're just so afraid of homosexuals.
他们有很多人说你就是很怕那个同性恋的人。
Now, my wife's brother is a homosexual. My wife's aunt is a lesbian. We have these people over at our home routinely. I hug them. I love them. We give them presents for Christmas. There's nothing. I'm not afraid of homosexuals. I don't see one and run the other way.
我的亲戚有同性恋的，有男的，有女的。我常常跟他们圣诞节都会交换礼物，我不会见到他们我就跑掉。
So there it may not even apply, as I said, one of the options is it may not even apply to me or you.
所以你讲这句话可能跟我没有关系。
But they might define homophobic as, well, you think homosexual behavior is wrong.
可能他们就会说，这个字就是你觉得同性恋是不对的。
Now there, I might say, sure, I think that homosexual behavior is wrong.
当然了，我觉得同性恋是不对的。
But if that's how you define homophobic, then anything that you think is wrong about somebody else, I could just add on the word phobic to that behavior as well.
如果你觉得这样是对的话，如果你觉得我不对，我就是。
So,
there's no Chinese word, but anyway.
For what?
Homophobic. 就是,
oh, yeah.
就是,
仇恨。
仇恨。OK. 如果你觉得我是仇恨这个同性恋的人的话，就是因为我不同意同性恋，你就说我是一个仇恨者。如果你不同意我的话，我也可以告诉说你是一个仇恨者。
Not bad.So, you know, many of my friends are against my behavior of evangelizing other people.
有很多人觉得我不应该跟人家传教。
Could I be like, well, you're evangelophobic?
我不会讲你是仇恨，仇恨这个，Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
就是。Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so it just, this is all it is. It's just like they're throwing the word phobic onto something that I am and calling me this name to make me feel bad.
所以他们会用这个字来骂我，等我觉得不舒服，不高兴。
Let me give another example. How about this one? I can't believe how anti-woman you are.
有些人说你是多么的歧视女人。
A few years ago, I was at Central Michigan University.
几年前我在 Michigan 这个大学那里。
It's a secular university, and I was asked to present the case against abortion in front of the university.
他们让我在大学面前告诉为什么我反对堕胎。
So I gave a scientific defense that the unborn is a human being from the moment of conception.
所以我就说，一个没有生的小孩子，他们也是。一个活的人。
And then after that, anybody in the audience got to come up to a microphone and debate me.
那么我讲了几句话之后，其他的人就上来那个麦克风里面跟我辩论。
So this went on for about an hour.
他们就不停地讲话，讲了一个小时。
And most of the arguments to debate me were not successful in destroying my scientific arguments.
他们很多讲的话根本没有办法跟我辩论。
So finally, a woman stands up and says, well, you're just anti-woman.
So, 有一个女的站起来的时候，你就是恨女人。
And here's an example where it doesn't matter, even if it was true.
这是一个很好的例子，就算她讲的是对的，对我也是没有关系的。
So I said to the audience, okay, maybe it's true, I am anti-woman.
可能她讲的是对，我是恨女人。
Please tell me,How does me being anti-woman change the scientific argument I just gave?
就算我是恨女人，但是我用这个科学的方法，你跟我讲的科学的方法有什么关系呢？
I said, do you not see that it doesn't matter if I'm anti-woman, homophobic, a Nazi, a bigot, I could be all of these bad things, and it wouldn't at all change the merits of my scientific case.
我可能是一个怕同性恋的人，可能是我是恨女人，我可能是一个纳粹党的人，但是这个跟我的科学的讲的话没有关系。
I could be Hitler, Mao Zedong, whoever. And I could have still made this argument, and this argument would be true or false, has nothing to do with who I am or my character.
无论我是希特拉、毛泽东还是任何一个人，但是跟我科学的讲的东西没有关系。
Because the argument stands or falls on its own, irrelevant of or irrespective of my who I am as a person.
因为我讲的是科学方面的事，跟我本身是没有关系。
Any questions or comments before we close?
有没有问题？我们要结束我们今天晚上的讲话。 Praise the Lord.
wait, there might be a question. So, again, I hope you can see these are tactics that are based upon basic logic.
我们讲的就是跟逻辑有关系的。
They are not tricks or clever sophistry.
我们不是教你一种没有用的技巧。
They are appropriate things to point out when people are attacking you or your view.
这是当人家攻击你的时候，这个是很有效的方法。
And the fact that we have the ability to respond like this is testimony to the fact that we hold the truth.
因为我们可以这样回答人，这个表示我们背后是有真理的。
If the Christian worldview were not true, it wouldn't make these tactics wouldn't work in our favor.
如果我们的基督徒的信仰不是对的话，他们这种东西是对我们没有效的。
So you thought I was done with hard words?
I know, I know. You basically just put it in at the end.
Yeah, I know. That's right.
I shouldn't say that.
Yeah. So be encouraged that even if you find yourself in a situation and you don't know what to do, there are answers that makes sense and we can respond, even if at the moment you don't know them.
我们要知道，当我们跟人家辩论的时候，有时候我们不知道怎么样回答，但是我们知道我们有地方我们可以找到答案。But
most importantly, remember that you are an ambassador for Jesus Christ.
最重要，我们要记得我们是基督的使者。Which
means, however you come across to another person, however they perceive you, will ultimately reflect upon Jesus who you represent.
我们要当心，因为人家怎么样看我们，我们是代表耶稣，他们就会觉得耶稣就是这样的了。That's
why between now and the day you die on the, off of this earth,
从今天到我们离开这个世界的那一天,
you want to focus on trying to improve your skills in knowledge, wisdom, and character.
我们应该改进我们的知识，我们的技巧，我们的人格。
Because you are an ambassador, whether you're a good one or a bad one.
因为我们都是一个使者，我们代表耶稣。就算我们是好的，是坏的，我们也是代表耶稣。
And whether you just became a Christian today or have been a Christian for 40 years, it doesn't matter. You are an ambassador.
你今天才是变了基督徒，还是你已经做了一个基督徒40多年，还是一样，我们还是他的使者。
So strive to bring glory and honor to the person you represent.
我们应该把荣耀带到我们所代表的基督。And
we can close in prayer.
我们可以祷告。Father,
we thank you that you have made us ambassadors.
天父，我们感谢你，拣选了我们做你的使者。We
are humbled by this task and this role.
我们很谦卑、谦虚的知道我们是你的使者。
Help us as we talk to people who don't share our faith. To demonstrate knowledge, wisdom, and character. Not to make us look good. Not to make us look smart or clever. But to point and guide people to the truth. For your glory.
为了你的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Ellen.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Joe, also for doing a great job at translation. Sounds like a native Mandarin speaker.
Definitely not.